Okie dokie, artichokey, beautiful people, what is going on? Happy Friday, happy freaking Friday, and welcome back to another live that we do every single week. So, I don't know what number this is, and I feel like, I don't know, we've been doing this since February this year, so pretty much hit every single Friday since February. So it's been about like 8 months of doing this like every single Friday. So we got a good streak going, okay? So I'd love to know a few things when you're tuning in. So I'd love to know what your first name is. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from. And then I'd love to know something really, really good that's going on in your life right now, okay? So I could celebrate you guys, celebrate some wins we got going on, and we'll get started, okay? So I will kickstart this. And so if you don't know who I am, my name is Connor. And I am from Pittsburgh, and something really, really good that's going on in my life right now is that we've had some really good past couple weeks. So I just want to share that. Just personally, we've had some really, really good weeks this past couple weeks. October's been a great month for me, and then 3 weeks from now, 3 weeks from tomorrow, we got our first half Ironman going on, okay? So that's something really good in my life that's going on right now. I'd love to know your first name. I'd love to know where you're tuning from. And I'd love to know something really good that's going on in your life right now, okay? And then we'll get going, okay? So the topic of this one is going to be some of the things that I've learned over the past 2 years from doing some of the competitions that I've done over the past 2 years. I'm going to talk about four of them. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that, you know, how I prepped for them, how I trained for them, what I did differently for my like diet and different things like that, the competition itself, and then some of the things that happened like after that competition that, you know, if you're someone that you ever want to do any of these things, like a physique competition, a marathon, a powerlifting meet, a half Ironman, I'll give you my experience, or if it's just something you want to, you know, you're interested in hearing about, I'll give you my two cents on it, okay? So let's see who we got here, okay? All right, we got Jonas and company. What is going on? We've got Mona in the house. We've got Zariah. We've got Shane from Los Angeles. Let's go, Shane. Fellow Los Angelino. We've got Tony from Louisiana. Just opened his second catering company. That's freaking cool. Let's go. Second catering company. That's big. Big moves, yeah? Business sounds like it's booming. Danica, we're in the middle of nowhere in Kentucky. Why are you in Kentucky? You're usually in Arizona, Danica. Crushed the scale and drove 17 miles to get some workouts done. That sounds fun. Okay, Danica. I saw you with the 12-mile run on your check-in. So let's freaking go. You got Tara from Arizona. Something good is getting my walking up. We love that, Tara, getting your steps in. Riley here from D.C. put on a wonderful symposium this past week. Let's go, Riley. That sounds fun. Tori from La Crosse, Wisconsin. That's a cool city. I've never heard of that before. I'm excited to drive the rocket around while the weather's still good. Sounds, yeah, let's go. We got Pamela Lynn. Happy Friday. Pamela from Wisconsin volunteering at a hospice. So rewarding. That sounds super cool, Pamela. We got Callie from Idaho. Get to go to work for my new job. Let's go. Congratulations on your new job, Callie. That sounds cool. Debbie here in Erie, PA, originally from DeBerg. Let's go. I know some people. I know a few people from Erie. That's where my dad is from. So good old Erie, PA. We love that. And let's see. Who else we got? Brianna from Utah, learning to budget better. I'm all about that, okay? I'm all about personal finance over here. So I've always been a personal finance nerd. So if you need anything, hit me up. I got some templates for you, okay? We got Elle in the house. What is going on, Elle? We got Annie from Czechia, currently studying IT. Do you believe in Jesus? I 100% do. We believe in Jesus here. Washington in the house. Leah from New Mexico, starting school again. Let's go, Leah. Big school year coming up. We got Holly in the house, Montreal, Canada. I think that's almost it. Do you know that there's no... Charles from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tendai from UK, health and social care. Love the new look on you. Appreciate it. Psychology major. Let's go. All right. So, yeah, let's get into it a little bit, okay? So, if you have any questions you want me to answer super quick. Like, also drop them. Feel free to just drop them here. But I'm just going to talk a little bit about some of my experience over the past 2 years. With some of the competitions that I've done, I figured, like, these are just things that I've been training for, working for over the past 2 years. And I just want to give my experience doing them, if it's something that, like, you ever want to do in the future. If you just want to hear, like, what it would be like to do, like, a physique competition or run, like, a marathon or, like, a run, like, a distance race or something like that, if you want to do something like that, a powerlifting meet or a half Ironman that I'm currently training for right now, okay? So, yeah, let's get into it, okay? So, all right, so basically, over the past 2 years, I've done four different competitions, like I mentioned. So we did two separate competitions last year in 2022, and we did two competitions in this year, 2023, okay? So last year in 2022, we did a men's physique competition in June of 2022, and then we also did a marathon. We ran a marathon in October of 2022, okay? And then this year, we did two competitions. We'll be doing a second one. The first one was my powerlifting meet that we did, which was in June of this year. And then we also are training for a half Ironman in 3 weeks, like I mentioned, from tomorrow. So basically, I'm going to walk you through those four things, my experience doing them, and why I even like wanted to get into trying some of these things out, okay? So sit back, relax, and enjoy the live for the next like 15 minutes with us, okay? So basically, when I wanted to start kind of getting into this like competing phase, like typically if you ever hear someone say that, you may think of like doing like bodybuilding shows or like powerlifting meets or things like that. Like I feel like you wouldn't say I'm gonna compete in like a marathon. Maybe you would, I don't know. I'm going to compete in like an Ironman or something like that, right? But so the first thing that I actually trained for and prepped for and dieted down for was a men's physique competition last year. So the reason why I wanted to kind of get into that, I guess just to lay some like background of everything was I had done, like when I was younger, when I was, I don't know, maybe 19, 20 years old, I had done I'd always been following like a lot of fitness people, influencers and stuff like that. I feel like this was the time when like YouTube and Instagram just started to like really get going and stuff. And like fitness was like probably immediately one of like the top niches and things like that I like always followed and kept up with. And I used to watch a lot of like fitness influencers who would like diet and compete in physique competitions and bodybuilding shows. And I was like one day, like I want to do that when I was younger, growing up in like high school and college. And so I ended up competing in a men's physique competition when I was 19 years old, and took a little break from that. I just like wanted to do it for the first time. Did pretty well. We got like first in our class. I didn't win like the overall because there's just like a lot of people at that show, but I got first place in my class at that when I was 19 years old, which was pretty cool. And took a little break from it, and I was like, I never thought I was actually gonna compete in anything kind of going forward. I always thought like maybe eventually when I'm older, like maybe I'll do a marathon or a half marathon or like a powerlifting meet or something like that when I get a little bit older. But took a little break, just focused on school really. And finished up my undergrad year, finished up my master's, and kind of started working full time. And then something in me like just wanted to kind of get back in that again, to have like another challenge to kind of work towards instead of just like going to the gym, going through the motions, and you know, doing my daily like typical diet kind of thing. So I just wanted to kind of like challenge myself again. And the first thing that kind of came to mind was just doing another men's physique show, right? And just to see like how lean we could get. I wanted to sort of like document some of my progress as well, so I could kind of just experience that overall, like going through that again. So we ended up doing that, like I said, last summer of June of 2022. So basically, it was it was the Summer Shredding Classic down in Houston that, like, basically that gets, you know, they that thing is, like, growing so much every single year. And I just want to, like, go down to Houston, be a part of that for the first time for me. And it was, like, a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Super stacked competition down there. So didn't place first call outs or first place anything like that. Against a lot of like really, really strong like competition down there for that men's physique competition. So basically overall for all these different things that I did, I basically prepped for about 4 months for each of them. So took about 4 months to prep for that men's physique show. Took about, you know, it was about a 15 to 16 week cut. We started at like 200 pounds. I got down to 180 pounds, I think was my stage weight. So we lost 20 pounds over the course of 4 months. So pretty much averaged about a pound and a quarter of fat loss per week. So, you know, 5 pounds per month was kind of how I like, you know, I did it all by myself. I didn't hire a coach or anything like that. I've done everything, all of these competitions just on my own, just to kind of experience these things for the first time and see how well I could do just on my own. And I do think going forward, I probably would hire a coach if I ever did a physique competition again. I feel like it'd be worthwhile to just pay a coach and have like an outside pair of eyes just to like help me with like prep a little bit more. So I probably would hire a coach like if I ever do it again going forward. But for all these things, like I mentioned, for Summer Shredding Classic, for that second men's physique competition, 4 month prep, lost about 20 pounds, dieted down, pretty much track macros, you know, drop calories week over week, carbs week over week, and like steadily dropped about a pound and a quarter, like week over week. Do daily weigh-ins in the morning, average those weigh-ins, make sure it was like constantly going down, and I'd made adjustments to my diet, like basically, you know, in accordance with how my weight was looking. So overall, like out of the four, I would say that men's physique competition was probably the most, like, I probably got in my head the most with all of it, right? Because you're kind of just like trying to compete on like who looks the best, who looks the most proportionate when it comes to like how your physique looks, how your body looks, right? So I feel like I probably developed, just to talk about a little bit of like the aftermath of after like doing a show like this, like what, you know, what happened afterwards, right? So I would say like I personally developed a bit of body dysmorphia like when I was kind of going through that 4 month 15 week prep for that. Because you're constantly like wanting to like get lean and lose body fat and, you know, you're like, oh, am I like progressing? Like, I don't know. Like I'm seeing this, the scale kind of stay the same, or I'm seeing the scale like go up a little bit, and you kind of like freak out a little bit. Cause you're like, that's not what I want to happen right now. Like I wanted just to keep like losing weight. And, I feel like sometimes like I got in my head a lot of the times, and I think that's probably what would be beneficial, like how having an like outside pair of eyes to help you and guide you and make those adjustments. So it kind of takes your, you know, yourself out of it a little bit. So outside of the four, I would say the physique show is probably the one that like was like mentally probably like, you know, it was kind of tougher versus like some of the other ones. Because of like the body dysmorphia that you kind of go through. And afterwards I started to binge eat a little bit, right? Like I just would like restrict myself, be super on point when it comes to like following my diet, following my macros, following my calories, leading up to like the show day. And then I remember just like after the show day, I probably put on 20 pounds within like a month after the show, because I was just like, I've been super strict with tracking my macros, tracking my calories on my Fitness Pal every single day. And I was like, I deserve a break. Like, I'm going to like just let loose a little bit. I'm not going to track for like a week. I'm not going to restrict myself as much. And like my body just like, I feel like ballooned for like that first month, which isn't like super uncommon for a lot of people to go through and do after like competing in a show like that. So, but I would just say, like, leading up to it, it's probably the most, you gotta, like, mentally be good, be solid when you're doing that. Definitely probably the most, like, mentally, like, challenging, I would say, compared to the other three. So that was my experience at, with doing that men's physique show in 2022 of June, you know, summer 2022 last year. And then after I got done with that, I was like, I kind of just told myself, like, I wanted to be sort of this, I always wanted to try, like, new things, when it came to, like, doing that for the first time. Like, I always wanted to do things that were, like, super outside my comfort zone a little bit. Like, when it comes to a men's physique show or a bodybuilding show, like, you're in a bathing suit, you're going up onto a stage, and people, like, everyone in the convention center is, like, looking at you, right? So it's kind of, like, there's nowhere to hide. You got to be, like, confident. You got to put a smile on. And you have to have this, like, good stage presence, right? When you do that, right? So, like, that was out of my comfort zone, and I wanted to just do that and see, like, how we could do, right? Against some pretty, like, stiff competition that were there. So, the next kind of thing that I wanted to do was, I was like, you know, some point in my life, I want to be able to say, like, I did a marathon, like, I ran a marathon, right? And up until that point of last year, I had not, I think the farthest distance I had ever ran in my life was like a 5K, like a 5K race when I was younger. And so we kind of just like hop into the deep end with training for like a full marathon. And we ended up signing up and doing the Long Beach Marathon out here in Long Beach, California, towards the end of last year. So for that one, that was about a 4-month prep as well. So ended up still running the race right around 200. Like, 200 is probably my natural weight if I don't, like, try and diet, if I just try and maintain my weight. I'm, like, 200 pounds, solid 200 pounds. That's probably, like, really good for me. So lately we've been posting some stories with losing some weight, with, like, hitting new low weigh-ins when it comes to, like, I think this morning we were 194.2, so that's definitely lower for me compared to, like, what I'm typically used to, like, staying at. So, so we ran the Long Beach Marathon last October of, I think they just did this, like, last week, too, for this year, 2023, the Long Beach Marathon Half Marathon. So, literally almost a year ago, like, to this day is when we did that. So, I was not this runner. I was not this big, like, let me do like 50 mile weeks and things like that. Like, that was never me. I had friends that used to do long distance and things like that running when it comes to, you know, I kind of saw that a little bit, like how they really liked it. But I was like, I want to be in the gym. Like, I want to be lifting weights. Like, I'm like a physique sort of person. I don't want anything to do with running or distance. Like, I don't want anything to do with cardio. That was kind of my mindset going into, like, up until that point. But I kind of wanted to just, like, evolve kind of from, you know, sort of like my past ways of being and thinking, and think like, okay, let me try and just step outside of my comfort zone. Also give me another tool in my tool belt. If, like, one of my clients comes to me and says, like, hey, Connor, can you help me with some kind of, like, distance running program or something like that for cardio? Or, like, maybe I want to train for, like, a half marathon or a marathon like you did. Can you have any tips or advice for me? Right. So, that was always in the back of my mind too. So I'm like, let me try these things out and just see how, like, I experience it, so that I can help, you know, someone else that, like, maybe wants to do the same thing that I did, right? And I can speak to it from, like, firsthand experience to what helped me, and what really benefited me from doing things, rather than just, like, doing my own research and, like, reading about it, right? So, so that's really, like, overall, like, why I wanted to sort of do some of these different things. So, like I said, took about 4 months to train and run and prep for that. So, still kept up with our weightlifting and weight training and things like that. But that kind of took a backseat for me on the weight side. And, like, my runs would always kind of be, like, first thing in the morning, and I always trained for that, like, first thing. So I kind of got that done. Because making sure I was, like, properly conditioned and can run okay was sort of my, like, main priority for that marathon. Long Beach Marathon last October. So I think the max that we got up to was, I think like 40 mile weeks was like the max that we got up to. And I think the max number of miles that we had to do was like a 19 mile run or 20 mile run, I think was the longest individual run that we did leading up to that race. So I never crossed like 20 plus, you know. It was kind of this idea with my training that I wasn't going to do an actual marathon until the race day. So we kind of built up, I think we built up from like obviously zero, ground zero from like where we started. And so like pretty much built up from there. So going like, you know, 10 mile weeks, 20 mile weeks, 30 mile weeks, 40 mile weeks, and kind of like stayed at like 40 mile weeks for a couple weeks and then tapered up until the race day. So, yeah, so we did, that's kind of how I trained for that. And, I would just say like, when it comes to, like how the race day was for me, my goal was to like see how long I could run the race without like stopping to walk. Like I wanted to see if I could just like super pace myself and see if I could run the whole race, without like stopping to like walk or things like that. Right. And so I think, my first mile, like my first 5 mile pace was like 7:30 or something like that. It was actually stupid. Like I never have, like if I'm doing runs now, like my pace is like 8:30 and things like 8:30, between 8:30 and 9 minute miles are like kind of my pace right now. But I was just amped. And I remember that first 5 mile, like my first 5 mile pace, I was going to break like 3:30 or something like that when it comes to like my marathon time. But I remember just like everyone started to pass me after like between miles 5 to 10, that was like in that pacing, at that pace. So, pretty much I remember like crushing the half marathon and being like, all right, I still got this. And then I got to mile, I think 16, and I realized like we have 10 more miles to complete this whole race. And that's when, that's whenever like I just was like, yeah, I just gotta walk, gotta catch my breath and things like that. So like I couldn't even like continue to like run like at that pace, you know, for whatever. Obviously, like it was just like 10 more miles was just like, felt like a punch in the gut, right? So ultimately finished, obviously I think my time was like 4:44 or something like that. I know like I could crush that if I ever like tried to like do that again and try to run a marathon again. So yeah. And then so like after, when it comes to like after the race, I just remember like for 1 to 2 weeks I could not even like jog by any means. I remember like the first time I got on the treadmill, because my legs were just like totally shot after that race, I remember. So, and I did everything in my power to like recover as fast as I could. I was doing my stretching, I was doing my foam rolling, I was doing my mobility work, I was doing my yoga. I was doing everything that I could to properly recover like from that race. And it still took me like about a week to even just get like a light jog in on the treadmill again. But yeah, that was kind of brutal. After the race, like that night, I literally thought like I was not going to be able to walk for months after that. Cause I was just, my legs were just so brutally like beaten from, like obviously running that whole thing. So, yeah. So from there, the next two things that, the very next thing that I decided to do was, a powerlifting meet, which is what we trained and prepped for earlier this year, which was in this summer of 2023. So, about 4 months ago, we did our powerlifting meet, which was in LA, in here, you know, in around the city basically. And so that was the Inland Empire Strength Fest, I think is what it was called. And so that was like a USA powerlifting meet that we did, and basically that was about a 4 month prep as well. The training style for that was, I had always been used to just training, like, when it comes to, like, weight training, like, super high volume, super high reps, like, bodybuilding style training just to grow, like, you know, my physique a little bit better. So I never really trained for strength. So I wanted to see, like, how strong I could get when it comes to, like, my bench press. I wanted to see how strong I could get for my squat max. I wanted to see how strong I could get for my deadlift max. So those are the three lifts that you would do that you do at a powerlifting meet. And so you get three chances to hit one rep maxes to see how heavy you can go. And basically took about 4 months to prep for that. Still kind of did, you know, we kind of like heavily did a little bit more heavily volume and training when it comes to like those main lifts. So like bench press, squat, and deadlift was kind of my focus with getting a little bit stronger with that. Training in the lower rep ranges for those when it comes to like one rep maxes, two rep maxes, three rep maxes, is kind of how my training like shifted to kind of focus on strength a little bit more rather than like doing like sets of like 5 reps, 7 reps, 10 reps, 12 reps, 15 reps, like on those compound lifts. So, yeah, so that was fun, to be honest with you. Ultimately, God, I think like our in-gym max that I did was 315 was like my goal my entire life, to hit a 315 bench for one rep. And we did that when it comes to like in the gym. When it comes to the competition, and I want to say in gym for squat, I think our max was like 425 was my in gym max. And then my in gym deadlift max, I think was like 515 or 520, I think. And then come competition day, there's like, you have to follow certain rules. Like you have to follow certain cues whenever they tell you to like actually perform the lift for it to actually count and be official. So, my numbers for the meet, I believe. So my weigh-in was like, you have weight classes. So my weight class was 100 kilograms, which is about 220 pounds. So meaning like you could weigh up to 220 and that's like the weight class you would be in. I think it was either between like 90, you could either be in the 90 kilo class or the 100 kilo class. I mean, it was like 95, I think. 95 was it. And so I was already like 200 and I would have had to lose weight to kind of be in the weight class below me to try and place better. So I was just like, let me just try and put on as much weight as I can. Let me just try and see how strong I can get. So I kind of could just bump up to that 100 kilo class. So my weigh-in was like 210, like right in between those two weight classes, which meant I was going to be in the 100 kilo weight class. And I think we placed second at that meet when it comes to our totals. So my best, my best squat was, let me see if I can find this. My best squat max was 418. So 418 was my best squat max, which in gym max is about like that same too. So those are basically equivalent. My best bench max was 275. So in gym bench max was 315. At the meet, it was actually 275 because I actually failed like my second attempt. And you actually can't go down when it comes to like your attempts. Like your attempts, you'd have to be the same from what you did the last one if when you're three attempts at the meet, or you can only go up from there, right? So it's because like how they actually load the plates, I think, and it makes sure like the meet goes efficiently and smoothly, right? So you can't actually go backwards if you fail an attempt. So you sort of want to be conservative, like as you go through your attempts, right? So like my first attempt was like 275, and that's the one that counted. And then I went to like 295, and then I was going to try and hit my 315, like all time, like in gym max at the meet. But we failed 295 because you have to actually keep your like feet flat on the ground when you're benching. And typically when I bench, I actually didn't know this. I don't know. I didn't know this until the meet day that typically I bench with sort of my like my toes like up a little bit. My heels aren't flat on the ground because it gives you a little bit more leverage whenever you're like pushing the weight up off your chest. And I remember like when I hit when I went to hit 275, like they told me I had to do that. And like, I think I barely hit 275 with that. So, happy Friday, King. Happy Friday. And then max deadlift was 522.5, which is all-time PR. Like, I've never hit that good of a deadlift, I don't think, ever. So, yeah, my totals were above 1,200 pounds, which is really was my goal to, like, going into the meet. So, basically, your totals is, like, your best one rep max from all three of those lifts. So, 418 for squat, 275 pounds for bench, and 522.5 pounds for deadlift. So my total for that meet was 1215.5 pounds. So yeah, we finished second in that meet for my weight class, which was pretty cool. I wanted to win it, but I needed to hit my third attempt on deadlift since I like really effed up on my bench. But we ended up not being able to hit that third deadlift, which was like, I think it was a pretty big jump for me. I think it was like a 15 or 20 pound jump, which was like probably just too much for me to kind of hit that to get first in my weight class. So, yeah. And then really like afterwards, after that meet, I didn't really have any everything was safe. Everything was good. I didn't injure myself or anything like that. So I didn't have to like worry about like trying to heal from anything that like happened, which is like a big, big win for me after the fact then. Okay. So then the very last thing that we're actually training for right now is our half Ironman in 3 weeks from tomorrow. So that is going to be the Bayshore 70.3 half Ironman that we've got coming up down at Long Beach. So I'm super pumped for that. And basically, this has been about a 20-week prep that we're doing. We're in week 17 right now. We're finishing off week 17. And for this one, you know, we've lost about 15, coming up on 20 pounds from whenever we were at for our powerlifting meet over the past 4 months. So, 4 or 5 months. So very similar to how I lost my weight for like the men's physique competition last year. We've lost, you know, we're getting down into like the lower 190s after like hitting, I think my max was like 213, 215 for our powerlifting meet prep. So yeah, 3 more weeks and sitting at 194.2 right now. And getting into my like marathon prep training, like I was not a runner. I was a big like power lifter kind of guy. Like I was always in the gym, like doing like, you know, bodybuilding style, like training, not really powerlifting, but like, you know, high volume, high reps, things like that, like super high volume, getting a really good pump and sweat on. So, you know, whenever I started to like do a lot of the runs, that was not my forte. Like it kicked my freaking butt. I was so out of shape. Similarly, like whenever I was trying to train for this half Ironman a few months ago, getting into it. So like what a half Ironman is it's half of the distances of like a full marathon or full Ironman, obviously. So basically a full Ironman is you're going to do a 2.4 mile swim. A full Ironman is going to be a 112 mile bike ride, and a full Ironman is going to be a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. So a half Ironman is half of all of that. So there was not a shot that I was going to be able to do a full Ironman. So I was like, let me just try a half Ironman and see how that goes. So like a half Ironman is a 1.2, yep, so you also have to do your swimming and biking in addition to your running for the Ironman too, or the half Ironman. So half Ironman is going to be a 1.2 mile swim. It's going to be a 56 mile bike ride, and it's going to be a half marathon run. So a 13.6 mile run to finish it off. So my goal right now is to do it in a sub 6 hours. So that is the goal for me right now. I feel like we're pacing pretty well leading up to it. My goal is to do the swim in like under an hour, sub hour. My goal is to do the bike ride in sub 3 hours. And then my goal is to do the half marathon in sub 2 hours. So overall, I think it starts at 7 a.m. And basically, I think I want to end by like 1 p.m. in the afternoon is what my goal is. So we just bought our Ironman suit the other day. We just bought our bike the other day. So I'm excited for it. We got a few weeks coming up. But like I was mentioning before, when I was getting into my marathon training, like I was not this runner. That was not my forte, like I mentioned. So it was like expanding my like toolkit and skill set when it comes to like my training experience, right? So it just made me feel like super, I felt like a stud when I was doing my runs. Like I felt, I knew why a lot of my friends used to do like running and stuff like that. You hear of like runner's high and stuff like that. Like I never felt that way when I was doing my runs. The whole time if I had to do running, I hated it the whole time. So like I never used to do it, but fell in love with it whenever I was doing my training for my marathon last year, Long Beach Marathon last year in 2022. And very similarly, like for the half Ironman, you have to do your swims, you have to do your bikes, and obviously your runs. So I had not swam, like I literally have not swam in a pool or like ever anywhere basically. Since probably, I don't even know, like actually swam laps probably since like freshman year of high school when you had to do it for gym class. So getting used to that was kind of brutal. Like at first, whenever I was first getting into it, cause I remember like the first time I had to swim a few months ago, like there's a decent like lap pool in my like apartment complex that I live in. So like, that's where I do all my swims like twice a week basically. But the first time I had to do it, it was just like swim 10 minutes and don't drown was sort of like, was my goal. So, I didn't know how to cadence my swim and things like that, like your swim cadence. And like, I just didn't know how to swim basically, like properly swim. So since then we have gotten, we now know how to swim. We now know how to, breathe. Like the breathing part was the hardest for swimming. Like I was just like, how do you do this? Like I don't even know. Like I was gonna drown. Like I don't know. I was drowning in like four feet of water basically, in my pool. Like we don't have a deep end, so like that's, thank God. But yeah, we now know how to do our our swims. We now know how to breathe when we're swimming. We now have a swim cap. We now have goggles. Thank God for those, because you know, I definitely needed them. So, yeah. So swimming, I actually really like the swims now. And the bike rides were kind of long. Like the bike rides at all three of these things over the past few months have been probably the biggest pain in the butt for me, because they're just so long. Like, I think I have like the longest bike ride coming up next week, which is like 60 miles or something like that. And that's going to take me 3 hours to do, at least, probably more than that. But yeah, but the swims are good. Loving the runs. The bike rides are just like excessive, obviously, but it's also the longest part of the race. So overall, like, you know, we've lost our, you know, decided to lose about 15, 20 pounds from what our weight was at for our powerlifting meet, because I started to notice that when I was like 210, 200 pounds, that it was a lot harder to do a lot of cardio training. It was a lot harder to do my swims, my bikes, my runs when I was that weight. So I was like, we need to drop weight. We need to get down to like 195 where we're sitting at right now. We need to get down to 190, hopefully, is what I'm going to be at race day. So that it's just like easier on my heart. It's easier on my body to manage like the 70 miles to do. So, yeah, I'm excited. I will let you guys know how everything goes when it comes up. But overall, like, I just kind of wanted to walk you through some of these things. If it's ever something like you want to ever do in the future, like, message me. Like, I'd love to like let you know how my experience was. But that's basically what I wanted to come on here and just give my experience over the past 2 years, like why I wanted to do each of these different things, expand my skill set a little bit. And one other thing that the reason why I chose to kind of do some of these things was, I felt like I needed just like some kind of like physical challenge to like make me believe in myself again, like give me a little bit more confidence in myself to know that like I can do hard things and we can like fall in love, with training. It like helped me fall in love with training again, helped me fall in love with myself again. To know that like I can set a goal, like a physical, really hard goal for myself that like almost seems impossible, and just like properly train for it, take it day by day, take it week by week, and get to like the show day or get to the meet day or get to the race day and just like kill it and crush it, you know? So, yeah. And, you know, we've done that over the past like couple of years, and like it's given myself a lot of confidence. It's given myself a lot of belief in my ability to know that I could like set a goal and train for it and kill it and crush it. And, you know, like when you, and no one can ever like take those physical feats away from you. Like if you ever do something like that, right? Like if you go out and lose like 20 pounds, or if you go out and lose like 50 or 100 pounds, or if you like get super lean to single digit body fat, like, you know, at some point in your life, maybe you're like put on a lot of muscle and change your, you know, your physique in a way, or like you do some kind of like super long marathon, half marathon, Ironman race or powerlifting meet, CrossFit game or something like that. Like if you do that, like no one can ever take that away from you. And I feel like if I ever meet someone that has competed before or has like trained and ran a marathon before or a half marathon or anything that I know is like super, super challenging to do, like I just have like an immediate like self, I immediately respect the fact that they did that, right? Like no one can ever take that away from you. Like if I've ever met someone that like dieted down, stepped on stage, and like I know they did that, I'm just like, all right, mad respect for you for doing that. Or they did a marathon, I'm just like, I know what that takes, and I know how much that how hard that is. I just have like a lot of respect for people that like go out and do that, challenge themselves, like always step out of their comfort zones, expand themselves. And I just, you know, I have a lot of respect for people that like put in the work to better themselves in that way, right? And like no one can ever take that away from you. It's something that like is, you know, for me, I chose to do those things because they're these perpetual forever deposits in my brain to know that like if I'm ever like having like a tough day at work or a tough like if I'm not feeling like 100%, I can like reflect back and be like, oh, well, I've actually done some like pretty hard things. Like I've trained for them. Like I know I can like get through like this like silly thing that happened in one of my days, something like that, that I feel like is like getting to me or something like that, right? Or a silly thing someone said to me, or a silly thing that is going on like with work or something like that. Like I feel like if I can do all these things like physically, I can handle anything, you know? So, that's the reason why I like set out to do these and wanted to do these. You know, hopefully if it's something that you ever like go out and do, like I have a lot of respect for anyone that even just tries to go out and see, like, you know, they follow through with setting themselves a goal like that and, doing their best and going out and killing it and crushing it. And, growing from it along the way, you know. So that is all I got for today's live. I feel like this is a little bit longer and I didn't even realize it. This is a little different because we're just like, it's kind of story time. I felt like I just talked for like 40 minutes, but this was cool. That flew by. Hopefully this was fun, and I'll see you guys next week for our live next Friday. Okay, so I love you guys. Have a safe Friday night. And keep being the best possible version of yourselves you can be in your life. We love that, Jake. Yeah. So, have a safe weekend, guys. I'll see you guys next Friday. And have a safe night, okay? Peace.